Listening to CJSF 90.1 broadcasting live from up on Burnaby Mountain. At CJSF, we air public service announcements for not-for-profit community groups, organizations, and events. And we encourage you to submit a PSA and to please send it by email to cjsfpsa@sfu.ca. Be sure to include the details, like the name and contact information for the organization, date, time, location, and a short description of the event or service. Send your PSA information to cjsfpsa@sfu.ca.
You are listening to CJSF 90.1 FM and CJSF.ca because you are better than most people. Thank you.
Welcome to week 575 of the Rockin' Blues Show. I'm your host, Brent Morrison, coming at you all the way from Vancouver, Canada, on the unceded Coast Salish territory. I'll be here for the next 2 hours playing the best in rock and blues music from across Canada and around the world. Tons of stuff to get to this week. I'll start things off with Texas's Allie Venable. From her forthcoming release, Real Gone, this is Two Wrongs.
Out instead. Two wrongs.
Closing out our opening set of rock and blues music from 2000's Get Me Some, we had the Jeff Healey Band with Which One. Canada's legendary bluesman Jeff Healey passed away 15 years ago Wednesday, March 2, 2008, at just 41. Nominated for 10 Juno Awards, winning in 1990 for Canadian Entertainer of the Year, Jeff was awarded the Great Canadian Blues Award in 1993 and was nominated for 7 Maple Blues Awards, winning 4 times, including the Blues with a Feeling Lifetime Achievement Award in 2001. In 2009, he won the Blues Music Award for Blues Rock Album of the Year for Mess of Blues. Before that, from his 1998 self-titled release, we had the legendary Walter Trout with One Way Street. And I got this week's Rock and Blues Show started off with Texas's Allie Venable and Two Wrongs from her forthcoming release, Real Gone. This is the Rock and Blues Show, and I'm your host, Brent Morrison. Starting off this set, from his brand new single recorded live at the Fox Cabaret in Vancouver back on January 21st, this is Vancouver's Robert Conley Farr with his version of Skip James's Cherry Ball. We'll be right back.
and see, Papa, see.
Listening to CJSF 90.1 FM SFU Burnaby.
Tennessee.
Closing out that set from their new release, Over the Pain, we had California's Orphan John and the Abandoned with Going Down to Mobile. Before that, from their new release, Big World of Trouble, we had Boston's Walk That Walk with See Papa See. And I got that set started off with Vancouver's Robert Conley Farr and his version of Skip James's Cherry Ball, recorded live at the Fox Cabaret in Vancouver on January 21st. This is the Rockin' Blues Show, and I'm your host, Brent Morrison. Starting off this set, Alvin Youngblood Hart turned 60 on Thursday. He was born March 2, 1963 in Oakland, California. Influenced by the country blues of Mississippi, he also incorporates rock and Texas swing into his music. He released his critically acclaimed debut album, Big Mama's Door, in 1996, which earned him 5 Blues Music Award nominations and won the New Artist Debut category. Since then, Alvin's been nominated for 10 other awards, been nominated for 1 Grammy, and released 5 more solo albums, including the soundtrack for The Great Debaters. In 2007, he recorded with Luther Cody and Jim Dickinson, Jimbo Mathis and Charlie Musselwhite. Those recordings were released in 2 volumes in 2020 and 2021 as the New Moon Jelly Roll Freedom Rockers. In 2010, he teamed up again with Jimbo Mathis and Luther Dickinson to form the South Memphis String Band. Their debut album, Home Sweet Home, was nominated for Best Acoustic Album at the 2011 Blues Music Awards. From Volume 1 of the New Moon Jelly Roll Freedom Rockers, featuring Alvin Youngblood Hart on guitar and vocals, this is their cover of Jimi Hendrix's Stone Free.